This is an All Ears English bonus episode. Avoid this common English grammar mistake.
Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. In today's episode, you'll learn how to avoid a common grammar mistake in this special episode from our Business English podcast. Listen in to make sure you don't make this error in your conversations and your emails.
Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey, Aubrey, it's going great. How are you?
Yeah, you guys get two intros to this episode because we are bringing you a very special episode from our Business English podcast that you and I recorded, right, Lindsay?
I know, I'm excited. And today's episode is all about the most common one super common mistake that we see a lot of our listeners making in the business world, in emails, and in conversations, right?
Exactly, right? This is a grammar mistake that is very glaring. You want to avoid it, polish your conversations both at work and in life. You might not even realize you're making this mistake. So I'm excited to share this with you guys. We want to also make sure that you're following the Business English podcast. Wherever you find your podcast, search Business English. You'll see all three of our podcasts with the bright yellow, and hit follow now so you never miss an episode.
Yes, guys. So right now we're going to go ahead and play an episode from the Business English podcast. So this episode is going to focus a bit more on business emails, and we're going to tell you in this episode what that common mistake is. But if you are looking for a podcast that is hyper focused on business English, that is where you want to be. So one more time, open that search bar, type in business English and hit follow. And Aubrey, should we go ahead and play the episode?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Hello, Aubrey. How's everything going today?
I'm great. How are you, Lindsay?
I am good. I'm always lost in my email these days, but that's normal. I'm trying to dig my way out all the time.
I know. You always have so many new email messages, which is a good thing. It's exciting. Our students, our listeners love to email questions, and there's all kinds of things. So better than having no email, right?
That would Oh my gosh. I love hearing from our listeners. Oh, it's my favorite kind of email, right?
Absolutely.
I am wondering
how many email addresses you have, because a lot of us have leftover ones from when we were younger. How many do you use?
It's a good question. I think I actively use three, which I check every day. And I don't know if that's crazy or if that's normal. And then I'm sure there are others flying around that I never canceled or that I created to test products in our courses, right?
Absolutely.
That I have no idea how to get to or what the passwords are. There's probably 10 others.
All right. Too many is probably the answer for everyone. All of us who have been working for at least a few years probably have multiple email addresses. And when you're writing an email, you often want to share more than one with a client or a colleague and a coworker
And
there's a very common mistake that is made often when a language learner does this, right? Lindsay, we want to share this with you guys today.
Yeah. And I think this came up, this came up from a student question where I think the student had actually purchased one of our courses under their company's email, and then they left that company, right?
And
so now they needed to move it under their personal email. So this kind of thing will happen a lot too. If you leave a company, then if that person had your company email, you're going to have this conversation a lot, right?
Yes. And this stems from a grammar issue with confusion between the words other and another, which is very common. Can be super confusing when you're learning English. So we are going to break it down today, share this very common error, and also how to make sure you're using other and another correctly in business English.
Yes, I'm so excited to find the intersection today of emailing, grammar, and business. Let's get into it, Aubrey. Right? So let's get into that very specific mistake. What is it?
Yes. So when you're wanting to share another email address, often we will see someone write, "Here is my another email address," which isn't correct, right? Instead, you would want to write either, "Here is another email address," or, "Here is my other email address."
Yes, so I tricky. Love those two. Two good options, but the first option, right, the mistake doesn't work, guys. You just can't say it, right?
Exactly. And we're going to share why, because this can be confusing if you don't understand how to use each one and the grammar, and you'll make this mistake and not even notice.
I know, it's so true. So let's talk a little bit about that, Aubrey. We're excited to have you on to talk about grammar today, right? So grammar for other. Let's get into it. What do we need to know?
Yeah. So other has many meanings. It can be a pronoun, a noun, a verb, an adjective, right?
Oh my gosh.
So what we're focusing on today is other as an adjective. That means additional, right?
Okay.
And the way you can know if you need to say other is we always use it after either a possessive pronoun, like my, his, her, my. Okay. Mm-hmm. Other email, mm-hmm. or a demonstrative pronoun like this, those, these mm. other emails, right? Ah. This is when you need other instead of another, because the "an" at the beginning of other replaces that pronoun. So this is going to help break it down for you. If it is following any of those pronouns, always opt for other.
Okay. And because we know this rule, it's so useful, right? We have this rule. And now what our listeners could potentially do, I've been learning Arabic lately, taking classes on iTalki, actually, getting ready for my trip to Egypt, right? And I've been using flashcards, or I should be. I'm not yet, but I want to make them.
You're planning on it to the point where you feel like you are already.
Right. Yeah. So what I would imagine our listeners doing, if they're really smart, is going and taking today's episode and making 12 flashcards with all these, her other, their other, right? Putting all these together, and then they become chunks that as soon as we review those for a week, we've got it.
Yes, absolutely. Brilliant. So smart, right? So let's share some example sentences. You guys could make these into flashcards, because you're right. If you can hear these a few times, one will start sounding correct and you will be able to avoid this mistake.
Perfect. So here's an example. And you guys, on your flashcards, you can also write down the example, right? So her other client requested these changes, right? We don't say her another client. It just does not work.
Right. Exactly. You have that possessive pronoun her. So it has to be followed by other instead of another. Or for example, with the demonstrative pronoun, these other options are better. We would never say these another options are better.
Perfect. So good. Okay. So what are we getting into now? So the grammar for another, what do you think there? Do we need to know that too?
Yes, absolutely. We're going to share using another, because you guys want to be able to use both of these, other and another, in business English. If you look in the dictionary, there are so many meanings for each of these. We're going to simplify here to focus in. We're going to share the three that we use the most often in business English. So first of all, as an adjective, which means one more or in addition, we'll just share one example for each of these, and then we'll do a role play to really make sure it's clear.
All right. So the first example, so when we're using another as an adjective, guys, to mean one more or in addition, here's your sample sentence. We need another demonstration of the product. Super common, right, Aubrey? We hear it all the time.
Oh, yeah. Just means an additional, something that's in addition. We need another demonstration. Yes.
Yes.
The second meaning is also an adjective with a little bit different meaning. It means some other, totally different from the first or other one. So, for example, should we reschedule the meeting at another time? So it doesn't mean an additional time. It means at a different time.
Oh, that's interesting. I don't know if native speakers really differentiate the two, but I see how they are different.
Tricky, right? Mm. It's fascinating to look at a word like other or another just in the dictionary. And it's like 12 meanings. And each of these different types of words, right? Like, oh, it's a noun and a verb and a pronoun and an adjective. It can be quite confusing.
Wow. Okay. And the third way, so you guys really, you want to be writing these down, right?
Definitely.
This is a really good time to be taking notes. The third way is when we use it as a pronoun, meaning one more of the same kind. So as in another one, right? Aubrey, what would be the example there for our listeners?
Exactly. So one copy of the letter was sent out and another was placed in the files. So you can see here, it's a pronoun. It's replacing the noun. So it's really interesting when words like this can become a different type of word depending on how they're used in a sentence. And we also use it this way as a pronoun all the time in business English.
Wow, it might be one of the most useful words in the whole language, it seems like. I didn't realize it. It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Okay, Aubrey, so good. So those are great examples, right? Three ways to break down another. Do we have other episodes that our listeners should check out? Maybe yes. From the All Ears English podcast or Business English that would relate to today's episode?
Absolutely, right? So we're talking about when you want to share that you are sharing another email address. And we've talked quite a bit about emails lately on the All Ears English podcast. We want to make sure that you don't miss these episodes. Writing, you know, correct professional business emails is such a valuable skill.
Yes, it for sure is. So the first one, guys, is All Ears English Podcast 1922. Avoid this mistake, how to not end business emails, right? And Aubrey, how can our listeners, by the way, find All Ears English Podcast?
Yes, wherever you guys listen to podcasts, search All Ears English and you'll see all of our podcasts. Make sure that you're following All Ears English as well. We do talk a lot about business English there as well. You don't want to be missing the great vocabulary and strategies that we share there.
Definitely. And the second one is 1845, how to show urgency when you end business emails, because emails are so important. Sometimes that's all you have when you're establishing a business relationship back and forth. Maybe you don't actually meet on video. Right. All you have is your emails.
Yes. And that one shared such an important specific skill. When something is very urgent, it's very easy to be a little bit disrespectful about someone's time when you feel that urgency. So you need the vocabulary to still be respectful and professional when you're sharing how urgent something is.
I love it. I love it. So let's dive into a role play, because we have gone through a lot of the kind of the technical dictionary stuff, but let's show our listeners how it comes alive in a connection. Moment.
Absolutely. Yep. I made this one. You and I are experiencing technical difficulties on a Zoom call. Oh, I have a feeling a lot of you listening can relate.
Everyone can relate. No question. All right. The camera seems to be glitching. Should we start another room?
My other webcam might work better. I could try that.
Oh, good idea. If that doesn't work, we could try another platform like StreamYard.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad another was released so that Zoom isn't the only option.
This was what you and Jessica went through yesterday, I suppose.
I know, right? It was a little tricky. We were having some camera glitching. There's always technology issues with this webcam stuff.
Oh, for sure. Okay, this is great. So, you know, as I said before, earlier, we just saw the definitions. Now we can see how we'd really use this in such an important moment, because this is a moment where people get frustrated.
Yes.
And you definitely don't want to get frustrated with each other. You're on the same team.
Right. And I think you made a good point that even native speakers, I think, would use all of these versions of another without realizing that they have these different meanings or these different types of words. So I think it's so helpful to like really be able to pay attention, break it down. You guys are going to know more than native speakers after this episode. I love that.
100%. You know, and as long as we're not getting stuck in the dictionary, right?
Absolutely.
That's the key. We got to bring it out of the dictionary now, bring it into connection. So the first thing I said was the camera seems to be glitching. I love that, glitching, right? Should we start another room, right? And which version of another am I using here, Aubrey?
Yeah, that first one we talked about where it means in addition. Should we start another room, which means like a room in addition to this one?
Yes, I love it. What's the second time we used? Well, here we used other. What did you say?
Yeah, so then I said, my other webcam might work better. So that's where it's following that possessive pronoun, my. So I can't say my another webcam. We have to say my other webcam might work better.
Yes, so the possessive pronoun, my. And then I said, if that doesn't work, we could try another platform like StreamYard. And here, this is the number two example of the adjective, the second one we showed you, which is some other or just a different one. There are other options other than Zoom. And we're always bouncing between Zoom, StreamYard. We've tried Riverside. We've tried all these different things and we're always moving between everything.
Yeah, right. We're always trying to find the best possible quality for you guys. We want the video to be clear, the audio sound to be excellent. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, we're always switching things up.
Yeah. But I think we found a winner here with StreamYard, Aubrey. Definitely. I think I'm feeling good about this. So you guys can let us know on YouTube. Okay. So what would be the last one that we used?
Yeah. So then I said, I'm glad another was released. So this is that third. I mean, it's that third meaning where it's a pronoun, meaning one more of the same kind. Another mm-hmm. was released, meaning another type of software. And it's interesting to look at when I said my other webcam might work better. You, of course, can use another if you eliminate that possessive pronoun. So if you said another webcam might work better, there your grammar is correct. So you do have options. You just have to make sure that you don't use the pronoun with another.
Yeah. Put those on the flashcards as well, guys. Go for it. I love it. So good. I mean, this is the kind of thing we just have to learn them and then don't be afraid to put them into action. Don't you think, Aubrey?
Absolutely. Right. You are going to, I have a feeling this is one of those things that now you're going to hear the words other and another everywhere. Mm-hmm. So notice, right? Pay attention when you're listening to a podcast or a YouTube video, you know, how is it used? What exactly does it mean? Refer, you know, to your flashcards, and you're going to start seeing these patterns.
Right. And it depends on how you learn. I mean, if you don't learn visually as much, maybe that's the flashcard right there is the listening to the podcast and now noticing and sort of imprinting it on your brain. Like, oh, I heard them say my other. Okay. Right. And that is maybe that works if you're more of a verbal learner or an auditory learner.
Right. Good point, right? There are all types of learning. You want to be paying attention to that too. How are you learning the best? And make sure that your resources, your strategies are matching that so that you can make progress as fast as possible.
I love it. Where should we leave our listeners today?
Yeah. So mixing up other and another is a very common mistake in English. Don't stress out if you are doing it or feel like you have done it. These words are used all the time in business English. So you want to make sure you have them straight. I love the idea of flashcards. And I think today's tips can really help out with this.
Yeah, it's kind of the 80-20 principle here today, Aubrey, isn't it? You know, 20% of our work can create 80% of our results. Right. Of our solid conversations, we can just do a little bit of work on these words and then it's going to be everywhere in our conversations and what we say. So it'll really level up our grammar quickly. That's what we're looking for.
Absolutely. I love it, Lindsay. Thanks for joining me today to talk about a little business English grammar.
Always a pleasure, Aubrey. I'll see you on the next one. Take care.
Awesome. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, Lindsay, such a useful episode. Those words, another and other, are mixed up often by English language learners. We want to help you guys avoid this mistake.
Oh my God, I'm so glad we touched on this. It's really smart for our listeners to really focus on that 80-20 principle, right? I mean, Absolutely. We can do 20% of the work and solve 80% of our problems or our common mistakes. And this is one of them.
Exactly right. This is super useful for business English emails, but also in daily life. You want to keep these two straight, right? You want to make the best impression you can in both emails and conversations. So this episode is super useful for that.
Yeah. So guys, I hope you enjoyed that episode of the Business English Podcast. And again, if you want to find more episodes that are super, super laser focused on business English, Aubrey, where can they go to find it?
Yes, wherever you listen to podcasts, go to your search bar and search Business English, and you'll see that bright yellow square and follow the Business English Podcast so that you get all of our great episodes with amazing vocabulary and tips in business English.
All right, perfect. Well, thanks for hanging out today.
Awesome.
I'll see you soon. Bye.
See ya. Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.